Hello, Peacemakers. It's your girl, Dawn Stone, also known as the Conflict Chick. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 6. I am your host of this podcast where we discuss everyday life as it relates to conflict resolution. I am a speaker, consultant, and coach who helps organizations and individuals find confidence, community, connections, all through the lens of conflict resolution. Today's episode is really special to me. I don't know if you've seen it in the news, but there is a serious attack on this thing in the U.S. we call diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm going to speak specifically about it today because I want you to understand A, what it is, B, why it's important, and C, how we can get involved. Okay, so diversity, equity, and inclusion is something that actually began officially in the 1960s, part of the civil rights movement, part of all these movements we've seen around the rights of people, the access to people, the justice and liberation of people. So DEI really hit the marketplace, so to speak, where the awareness was heightened in 2020. So we had the death of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor at the point in our global economy and environment where everyone was at home because of the pandemic. So in a need to have connections and be connected, what happened is the world was able to see a lot of what has already been going on for centuries. And in that moment, organizations and individuals became appalled at what they saw. But some of us from lived experiences and those who have been watching various movements around justice understand that this was just three incidents that gain the public eye because of where we are or where we were at that time. When everyone was at home watching everything political globally, it made a lot of sense for us to begin working on something we knew to be a problem. So I'm going to pause right there. And if you want more information about the movement, how it started, I want to encourage you to Google diversity, equity, inclusion, and go back as far. It's literally hundreds of years old, but it really got organized in the 1960s. So you can find the latest remnants of that movement during that time. But I want to talk to you today about where we are going. So I know I talk a lot about us focusing on the present and the future, but I wanted to give you a little bit of the past so you'll understand today's message. Now, I want you to know that we are DEI. We are diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we all come from different walks of life, different experiences, different identities. And that's exactly what it is. It's a combination of all of us. We are the global melting pot for where innovation lives, where joy lives, where empathy lives, where humanity lives. And so today I want to talk to you about why you are DEI and what you could do to make a change. All right. So there's this thing in the business world where you hear the letters ESG and they talk about sustainability and all the like. So again, homework, go and Google ESG, which stands for environment, social, governance. And what I want you to understand is that I'm going to only talk about the social aspect of ESG today, because it lies in the space that I'm a part of. As a people leader and a hope dealer, I deal with people. I deal with society from a people's lens. And so in the social side, social of the ESG stands for human capital management. So are people. It also stands for diversity, the different flavors of life, our different identities, our experiences, our network, right? That's diversity. We also have what's called the value chain and society. All right, so DEI is you. DEI is me. We all have a social responsibility and a birthright to amplify everything about us. So, I'm going to focus this particular lesson on the human capital management piece. So that's you and I. We are human capital, meaning we have the faculties to make decisions about our lives, about others, about the things we're passionate about the people we grow with, and the folks who learn from us. So again, understand that you are DEI. So how can we get this activated? Glad you asked. Human capital management, the first piece of management for us is to regulate ourselves, all right? So when we think about our social and emotional health, socially we're connected. Even those of you listening to this podcast right now, we're connected in some way. Social connections impact us long-term, because if we do not have these and more of these connections here, then we will lose our ability to stay connected in the future. So let me talk specifically about why I say you are DEI. Those of you who remember 2020, you cannot unsee that. You cannot unlearn what you've learned, right? And so with that, understanding how you felt in that moment, how you anticipate the families of all the people involved feel or felt in that moment. What has that shown you about life? What has that shown you about humanity? What has that exemplified for you? And you may need to write it down. A lot of people journal, especially since it's time, because social justice is such a big part of who we are, and it has been. But now it's more amplified. We have technology. We have the things to help carry our messages further. So my question to you today is, what will you carry further? We are DEI. We are the human capital that's responsible for other human capital. There's a Zulu saying, and Zulu's from Africa, tribe that's been there for centuries. And the people from Zulu Nation have a phrase that says, I am because you are. So when we understand why DEI is necessary and why we are all DEI, we understand that the diversity within us is necessary because no one is like us. It is necessary that we have diversity as something that's great. So let me give you a little hint. If you're someone who says, well, I don't notice anything about you in your pick an identity that they have, like you may say, I didn't know that you know, I don't think of you as just a blank person or someone who's lived in the South or someone who has a disability, right? I get that a lot. People say, oh, I can't tell you had a stroke, but I did. And I'm now disabled. But they'll say, ooh, but you sure look good. That's the piece that we have to pause, because we are all DEI. So everything that my brothers, sisters, and others are, I am as well. And so when we adopt that type of thinking in our everyday life, what happens is that snapshot from 2020, or whatever narrative you have beyond that or before that, becomes real. And once it's real, we can say, okay, how can I change it? Which is step 3 for today. How can you change or make an impact based on what you know? Because you too are DEI. So diversity are all the things that we are. Equity is all the things that we need. So if you think about equity, if I need supports in an area, I get what I need. So that's addressing a barrier and having that barrier removed, because I am you and you are me. I am because you are, right? That's the inclusion. Bringing that person in and saying, it's okay to be different. It's okay to be you. It's okay to not agree. It's okay to hold different ideals, be from different places, have different levels of privilege, have different levels of education, be a this type of family, be no family at all. It's okay. So that's why we are DEI. We are all of our differences. If we are willing to, our humanity and our empathy and our love allows us to have an equitable space and make equitable decisions, because if I have something, I too want you to have equal or sometimes even more than I have, because it is the right thing to do. And then last, I'm inclusive because when I know you need something, I am there. When I know you can benefit from something or someone, I will send them your way. Now just imagine if we all truly believe that we are DEI, and we would stop with the political things and stop with the social banter that you see. We stop with all of the division and literally just put ourselves in the bowl of humanity and realize that we all are because of everyone else, and that no one is greater than the sum of all of us. It would change our society. It would change how we view things. It would change how we make decisions. It would change our hiring practices. It would change the way we love. It would change the way we lead and the way we follow. So today, I just want to encourage you to open up your book and open up your mind, and find ways that you too can demonstrate your DEI daily. What is one thing you will do? That's your D. One thing you will do to empower someone else or yourself? That's your E. And one way you will include someone else in your process or your decision or your gift or your reward? That's your I. It's time for us to normalize humanity and to begin and forever stay being about other people, being about our community, being about our people. And our people is all of our people, not just the ones you like or are close to, not just the one in your zip code. So I thank you for listening to me today in this 10 for 10, and just hopefully something I have shared will help you understand how you are a part of this sustainable model in the ESG. You are a part of this environmental social governance movement. Organizations know this, and now you have the same information, so we can carry it all the way through every aspect of our lives. Just being present for the people in your family more than you have been in the past is forward progress. Enjoy your milestones. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. I am Dawn Stone, also known as the Conflict Chick. You can find me on social at the Conflict Chick, and also www.theconflictchick.com. I am on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. All right, we're done. Have an amazing day. I appreciate you all for listening. Like, follow, share, send someone our way, because we are all DEI, and it's our responsibility to take care of one another and love one another. Peace.